What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Brute force. If it doesn't work, you're just not using enough. You're listening to Soft Web Radio, special operations military news, and straight talk with the guys in the community.
Hey, welcome to Soft Rep Radio. This episode, hosted by me, Rad, has a special guest. Actually, I've got two special guests. I've got Dr. Martin Polanco hanging out with me, and I've got Michael Higgs, SEAL Teams, 30 years, Master Chief. Is that right, Michael, Master Chief?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Just Master Chief, 30 years. Wow, look at the smile on your face, huh? How are you feeling about that 30 years?
No, it was a good run. It was a long run. I actually didn't expect to stay 30 years, but it turned into that very quickly, it seems.
Coming from a background where my father was in the military as a Green Beret, and these guys are extreme athletes, you as well, you know, pushing your bodies to these limits, right? That's why you guys, it's like there's these limitations. Most guys have like a 5-year, you know, run in the teams and like, you know, high speed stuff like that. You spent 30. That's a lot of pull-ups. That's a lot of push-ups.
Yeah, it is. It takes its toll on your body too.
What's the coping mechanism for something like that as you're pushing yourself through for 30 years? You know, what was it something that you always, you know, was it just take one bite and eat another and then just take one step forward? Or did you have like, you know, something going on more up in here, you know?
Yeah, it seemed like it. You know, it's the interesting thing is, you know, once you get on that train, you're on the train. So it was very hard to get off of it. Not that I really wanted to. But, you know, every day was a competition. The environment was very competitive. So it just kind of kept you going.
Yeah, 30 years. And so on the teams, what is it that you did? Did you have a specialty? Were you like a communications guy? Were you the weapons expert? How does that handle on the teams there like that?
Yeah, I kind of started, you know, everywhere. I started as, you know, obviously it's just a new guy kind of earning your keep. Then I was a communicator. Then I became a sniper. Then I was a breacher. I maintained those quals all the way through. And obviously, you know, as I moved up, became, you know, team leader, platoon leader, troop leader, you know, and then finally command master chief.
Command master chief. Oh, hoo-yah. How cool. How cool. Well, congratulations on that success there, sailor. Appreciate that. And now, how did you become friends with Dr. Polanco? How'd you guys have this world mesh? Tell me.
Yeah, we had a very abrupt meeting, a surprise meeting. I had retired back in 2016. You know, 30 years in the SEAL team. It's a bunch of back-to-backs, you know, to the Middle East. I think 15 deployments, probably seven to Iraq. And just kind of gotten out and was moving through life, retired, was going to grad school. And a series of events just kind of happened. And I had lost a bunch of friends right after I got out. I lost a bunch while I was in. And a series of events kind of happened that I lost two more friends. And at the same time I lost those two friends, I was also dealing with another buddy of mine, former SEAL, who was in crisis. He was just having a really rough patch. And I had heard about the program that Dr. Martinez started, which is the psychedelic retreat program. So I had reached out to some people, said, hey, can you help my friend? Finally got connected to Martin. And then, ironically, at the same time I was helping my friend, I ended up having a meltdown. Life just kind of caught up with me. And I called him. I said, hey, you got room for one more? And that's how we met. That was just a little over 2 years ago.
Okay, that's crazy. So let me pull a word out that you said in that conversation, okay? Psychedelics, all right? Like, let me go back just a second here. So you're trying to get into a psychedelic program, okay? And I happen to be wearing my Hawaiian shirt, okay? I just want you to know. So tell me more about this psychedelic program. What is it exactly you were seeking out from Dr. Martin? Please tell me. Is this mushrooms? Is this, what is this?
Yeah. You know, at the time I was already on a bunch of psychotropics and meds from the VA, you know, antidepressants, sleep aids, pain meds, and all that. So those weren't helping. If anything, they were probably harming me at the same time. I had already had a bunch of cognitive damage from, you know, blast injuries and stuff that were causing, you know, their own issues and their own problems at the same time. So when I had heard about the program, kind of answered all the questions that I had. You know, it was helping guys with their cog deficit. It was helping guys, you know, with mood disorders and just kind of getting back to themselves. And I already knew all the meds I was on wasn't helping. That wasn't getting me anywhere. But I was really more concerned about my friend who was having the breakdown. So I reached out to the other guys and girls, you know, that had gone through the program, and everything was always positive. It's like, you know, what do I have to lose here was really the thing. So yeah, I leaned in. And, you know, at the time when I went down, it was almost my last ditch effort. I felt like it was my last ditch effort for my friend as well. So, you know, we went into it with like, hey, it's either this or who knows what's on the other side, right?
Right.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
So maybe it's not a last-ditch effort today from, I think, what you're kind of getting at. It's maybe something that should be talked about a little bit more as a first line of second or third defense versus a last defense, you know, for, you know, what you're dealing with. How to take me through it. So am I thinking, you know, psychedelics, you know, to for the listener, is it like LSD psychedelics? Is it like what we hear about? Tell me.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, so I didn't do any psychedelics, as, you know, in high school or college growing up. So I had zero experience. So when I had heard about the medicines, I didn't even understand them. Like it just could have been, you know, rocket science to me. So the medicines that we use, the first one's called Avogaine from the root of boga. And then the second medicine that we use is 5-MeO-DMT, a different isolate, not to be confused with regular DMT. But the Avogaine itself is an excavator. You know, it's gonna go back and take you in the Wayback Time Machine. It can dig up a lot of stuff. For me, it helped me reconcile with a bunch of stuff. Huh. But the big thing with the Avogaine, and the reason most guys were going down, was because of its neurogenesis property for the brain. And it's been helping guys with the cog deficits. And that was one thing that I was really looking for. And the other medicines, I had even researched, so I didn't know what even to look into. Then the 5-MeO that we use really is just more of it's a very spiritual medicine. It could kind of just reconnect you back to yourself. So you can imagine, after going through, you know, Avogaine and digging up all this stuff and reconciling, being reconnected with your spirit after that is kind of icing on the cake.
Well, that sounds pretty intense. So it's like, you know, it brings up memories. So if you have like blank spots in of past times where you're trying to remember, it might be able to help pull that out, huh?
Is
that
right?
And then you can, like you said, reconcile those things that you need to reconcile. And it probably seemed like it helped you to reconcile that, right? Because here we are today.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I basically got to relive my entire life all over again. Not that I wanted to, but the medicine was interesting. It gave it gave me my life, you know, in a view and very non-emotive way. It was very matter of fact with me. So it gave me a lot of cause and effect. It allowed me to see how things played out in my life and also how I played into other things with other people. So when I came out of the medicine and I laughed, you know, I've been in therapy like most guys and girls for years, right? Dancing around a subject that you don't even know what the subject is. The medicine was able to just take me straight to the X and go, hey, here it is. And when I came out, I was like, check, got it, moving forward.
Right. Wow. So it was pretty direct forward with you. Now, Dr. Polanco, is this happening within a safe house? Is this, or Michael, how can I, you know, are we taking this, you know, under supervision? Is this being documented? What's going on? Like, how are we getting the data from that? And safety-wise, right?
Yeah, so the program is a clinical program that utilizes psychedelics to treat depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, and mild traumatic brain injury in the veteran population. We've also seen some spouses come through that are dealing with their own trauma, but the vast majority of the patients are spec ops veterans. And the facility is located about 20 minutes south of the San Diego border. It's in a gated community, and these compounds are legal in Mexico, so they've never been scheduled. They didn't make the prohibited list, so we're able to use them openly and legally, and we've seen some really great results. Usually it's a group of 4 to 6 guys that goes down as patients, and then a support team of another 5 people. So there's some veterans that come down for logistics and security. There's a chef, there's always a therapist. So it's a very kind of small container and it feels very safe and secure. We also have a medical team down in Mexico that is present during the treatments.
Okay, very groovy. Now, is there music played? Like, is it typically like, you know, hey, I want to listen to some, like, you know, Led Zeppelin or some Pink Floyd and just have this, the moment with myself in a safe space? Is that really what's happening? And just in case, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. I want to know. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, there's a lot of preparation that goes into the experience. And then when people are under the medicine, which can, you know, the experience itself lasts anywhere from 6 to 10 hours, and there is music, but it's a very specific kind of music. So we don't let patients choose what they want to hear because we know what works and what will evoke certain types of emotions in them.
Right. That's my question, right? The emotional aspect of the side effect, like, because there's like, you know, some people say don't go on a bad trip. You want to be on a good trip. So is that the same analogy of the trip here? You want to just kind of focus on your lane and go down the other way?
So I wouldn't characterize, you know, the challenging experiences as necessarily bad. You know, sometimes you have to kind of go through, you know, these dark memories or traumas or, yeah, exactly. It's coming to terms with, you know, things you did, things you didn't do, opportunities you've missed, ways you've showed up in your life that weren't ideal. And the medicine, you know, shows you all of this. All the things that were important, they come up. It's almost like watching a movie on the back of your eyelids. And you're floating in the room, you see what happened, and you see it from a different perspective. And that's where the healing comes from recontextualizing the memories and just coming to terms or letting go or forgiving or just greater understanding.
A coming to moment, yeah, with yourself. And it helps to probably expand your mind to find it. That's the vibe I'm finding, you know, from this entire conversation. Now, how often, Michael, are you visiting or going, or how often have you had to do this, you know, like, was it like a one-time thing and you found your clarity, or did it take a few sessions to find that and to cope with that, the medicine?
It's been different for everybody. For myself, it wasn't a one-shot deal, but the first time was enough for me to really do some deep work and really reconcile and get after what I needed to. You know, I found, you know, maybe a couple months later, 6 months later, like some more stuff was coming up that I tried to work through, you know, with my therapist, other people. And, you know, sometimes I might lean into the medicines. To see what comes out. But for the most part, the medicine's not the answer, right? It's a tool. So it's really, it opens a gateway for healing and for witnessing and just starting to do the work that really needs to happen. Some people never revisit the medicines, and some people do.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
What do you have to say, doctor? Is this something that is, you know, just, you know, to each their own? They found it and then they've conquered it, or they should? Is there like a, if I signed up for treatment, how would I, what's the process of that? Let's ask that question. There you go.
So there's a 2 to 4 week preparation process before you come down. So you would be working with a therapist or with a coach to prepare you both psychologically, physically, even spiritually for this experience. The more work you put in on the front end, the more you get out on the back end. And Michael was saying, this is a catalyst. It's a tool. It's not the, you know, thing that will heal you. It will get you to a place where you are, you know, happier, more present, and then really able to work on yourself. So 4 weeks before, you're working, you're preparing yourself, and then you come down to Mexico, and it's a three or four night retreat, depending on which one you're coming down for. So usually we go down on Friday morning and we'll get people back on Monday afternoon. And that's just the retreat portion. And then afterwards, you're still working with that same therapist. You have a minimum of 3 therapy sessions. We have weekly integration calls. Sometimes guys need more therapy, so we connect them to a nonprofit that does this. And I would say 30% of the work is the retreat, and then 70% is the integration. And the integration looks different for everyone, but the main things that we emphasize is meditation, physical exercise, eating healthy, getting your sleep under control. Most of the soft guys that we treat, they have been exposed to multiple blasts, like smaller explosions, just by virtue of their training. So the signature injury in them is actually mild traumatic brain injury, which has a lot of overlap with post-traumatic stress when it comes to symptoms. So there's about 2/3 of overlap when you're looking at these two different syndromes. And they all have, you know, anxiety, depression, anger management issues, sleep issues. So it's very easy for the VA doctors or for any doctor to just see this, you know, complex presentation and diagnose someone with post-traumatic stress. But the treatment for post-traumatic stress is going to be very different than for traumatic brain injury. So with traumatic brain injury, you have to focus on the neuroinflammation, you have to focus on the hormone dysregulation. So getting hormones, you know, optimized and under control is a really big part of it. So for that, you know, you get a comprehensive hormone panel and you just, you know, address whatever's deficient or low, and you help the person to get to a more, you know, optimized state.
Very intriguing, right? And so how long have you been doing this program? How long have you been involved with the psychedelic healing?
I started working with Ibogaine specifically 23 years ago. I was trying to help a family member that was dealing with addiction, and Ibogaine is what helped her, you know, conquer that. The majority of my work has been with opioid addiction, so I was treating heroin addicts. And then in 2015, I had a couple of Marines come through that were struggling with opioids, and we treated them, and it was successful. Like, they detoxed off of their withdrawal. And when they reported back, you know, a few weeks later, they said their PTSD was gone. And in Western medicine, there really isn't anything that cures PTSD. There's ways to manage it, but there really isn't something that with a single treatment, you know, takes away the majority of the symptoms. So I became really intrigued by that. We did some brain scans on the next veterans that came through to see what was going on functionally in the brain, because there's been a lot of evidence of Ibogaine being neuroregenerative and neurorestorative. So it stimulates neurogenesis, which means new brain cells are being born. It also helps repair some of the microscopic damage from repeated blast exposure, whether it's, you know, the connections between neurons or just the reduction in inflammation. So it's a really wonderful compound that, you know, has been theorized to work also for multiple sclerosis, for some chronic pain syndromes. There isn't any research data, but anecdotally, you know, people have found, you know, improvements in chronic pain as well. So that's how I kind of just fell in with veterans. It wasn't
like, so would someone with arthritis, you know, that's dealing with chronic pain benefit from something like this, that's, dealing with chronic arthritis, you know?
Potentially.
Okay.
Yeah, but I would characterize ibogaine as like the big gun, and you don't necessarily have to go there because it does have some cardiovascular risks. It's not a cheap process because of all the medical supervision. So for somebody that is dealing just with chronic pain, they could explore, for example, psilocybin therapy, which is mushrooms, and that also has some evidence in that it can help with chronic pain. Obviously, you know, diet is important, and you know, exercise and getting sleep in the yeah.
Enjoying the nature that you can, trying to get a mental break without, you know, what is it? What do we say all the time on Soft Rep? It's thrills before pills. You know, try to go do something exciting. Go out into the mountains. Go for a hike. Walk your dog. You know, your dog looking out the window. Go walk your dog. Yeah. He wants to go for a walk, right? It's like, you know, before you take that pill, go outside and connect with Mother Earth, which is what's up. I'm all about that too. I snowboard and I'm in the mountains all the time, right? And so you just... I feel like there's nothing better than a mental health day on a ski lift going up and just breathing that fresh air. But if you're struggling and it's not enough to go do the outside stuff, then that's probably where you would come in. And if you've experienced a traumatic brain injury, or also known as a TBI, which we're referencing on the show, if you've, you know, been putting Detcor on a door for your training and it's been going off near your head, that might cause some traumatic brain injury going on there that you're not really recognizing. You're all wearing Kevlar and you're up armored and you have all this gear on to protect you, but you know, the brain inside just moves, right? It's so sensitive. Even in like whiplash car accident simulations that you see, just the slightest impact of the movement of the brain against the forehead. So, and I'm not a doctor, but I could play one on TV, but I'll leave that to you, you know, and if you say yes, I'll be cool with that. But just dealing with, you know, my own father's airborne injuries of a traumatic brain injury that he dealt with as I was growing up, you know, having seizures and whatnot. And my mother also multiple sclerosis. So I understand where you're coming from with this chronic, these things. It's like, I really hope that our listener on Soft Rep Radio is, you know, taking this into consideration, that this is an alternate way to, you know, maybe deal with some stuff. It's not, I wish there was an Excalibur sword, right? A sword that can just like, won't take it all away for everybody, but we have to go through trials and we have to try these types of processes. Now, doctor, is there side effects? Have you had any serious issues that we should be aware of? You know, I'm not trying just to say it's just like this feel good tool. I just, you know, let's talk about the other side. What can be there?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And just want to also clarify that we're talking about mild TBI. So we've seen good results with mild traumatic brain injury, but we wouldn't claim that this works for like, you know, severe TBI. That is a completely different animal. But the mild TBI, like you were saying, there is a lot of people that have that. Like the boat operators have that. The people that fly airplanes, the G-force also can damage the brain. Long COVID damages the brain. So there's a lot of kind of potential issues that can then cause inflammation. Yeah, in terms of the risks, there's definite risks to ibogaine. Ibogaine can cause bradycardia, which is a slowing down of the heart rate. And then if combined with medications that have that same effect, that affect the conduction of electricity in the heart in a specific way, you can get arrhythmia. So it's definitely delicate, and there needs to be a lot of screening and medical supervision. So during the treatments, we have a cardiologist present. There's always two additional medical professionals. So always three people that are trained with advanced cardiac life support to provide support if needed. We haven't had any issues with veterans, and I'm grateful for that, but we're very cautious because it is potentially.
And you take about 4 to 6 patients at a time into the program. So is this a yearly thing? If someone's listening and they want to try to, you know, how would they go about, what's the course of action there?
Yeah. Our patient population is mainly veterans, but we have seen some civilians. So we have retreats also for civilians. I would, you know, dissuade people from ibogaine if they don't need it. So, you know, we can chat with them and tell them, you know, if this is the right course for them. But generally, if somebody comes to me and they've never done psychedelics, I would say, like, start with microdosing or even start with breath work. Don't even take psychedelics, you know, take the more, you know, the softer approaches initially, and then work your way up, you know, breath work, flotation, microdosing, and then maybe a dose of mushrooms, and maybe that'll do the trick and they don't need to do ibogaine.
So that really is the big guns. So you're saying there might even be some other things to try, you know, before Say the name of that again, that medicine. Yeah. Say that again from the root. What is it?
Ibogaine. It's Ibogaine.
And it's called DMT. Is that right? As well, is that another word I hear?
So the DMT is a separate molecule, which is most famously derived from a toad that lives in northern Mexico. So it's been popularized by Joe Rogan and Mike Tyson, and there's a bunch of other celebrities that have taken it. And that experience is very different than the Ibogaine. So 5-MeO-DMT is very short. It's anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes. And that one is smoked, whereas the Ibogaine is taken in a pill form. It's a capsule that people swallow. And while the Ibogaine is more of the life review medicine, like where you see things from your childhood, you see things from your past, you're able to, you know, just see, like, you know, stories that you've been telling yourself, and you could see it from a different perspective and just, you know, change the narrative. It's almost like being awake inside of a dream. I don't know if you've ever had a lucid dream where you wake up inside the dream and suddenly you have control and you're able to fly or do things. It's a very similar experience with the Ibogaine. So you're going into this dreamlike state, but fully awake. So it's not a traditional psychedelic in that you're seeing hallucinations, you know, with your eyes open. It's more with the eyes closed that you're seeing this, you know, quote unquote visions. But they're mostly referential to your own experience, to your own life.
Hi, folks. This is Sean Spoons, editor-in-chief of SoftRep.com. Just here to say thank you for listening to the SoftRep Radio podcast. We sure appreciate you giving us your time. And here's a special offer for you if you're a new member. 50% off your annual membership to SoftRep. Just click the link at the bottom of the page that brought you to us today. And from all of us here at SoftRep, thank you for listening.
My guess to follow up on that is how far out are you booked? Like, is there like a 3-month wait list? Is it something that you have a consistency? Is it covered by TRICARE? You know?
Yeah, we're not there yet, but we're hopefully getting to the point where, you know, it would be covered by, you know, governments and, you know, different supportive entities for veterans. But for that, we have to collect data. We have to publish the results. And that's been, you know, the majority of our focus is to document what's going on and then to, you know, write about it in academic journals. In terms of how far out we're booked, generally it takes about 2 months to get in. And we're going down to Mexico every weekend. So we're pretty consistently running this program.
Is there a way that our listener who might be interested to reach out and either be told, hey, you know, this is maybe the path you need or not the path? How would they reach you? What's the site or phone number or email? And I can have that put in to the description below the video as well. So anybody that wants to reference that can just read it and just, you know, have at it. Do you want to give that a plug?
Sure. The URL is our name, which is missionwithin.org. All one word, Mission Within.
And that's missionwithin.org. And you can look up that website and it'll have information for you to reach out to them. And they can let you know if you qualify for their program, right? So I'm sure that there's a screening process as they were mentioning. And, you know, you're coming in with an open mind to try this. Now, Michael, when's the last time you went and did this?
Oh, the last time I went was the first time I went. So, yeah, I haven't used the medicine since. Yeah, I have done ayahuasca once or twice, and I've done some psilocybin, and I do microdose.
Microdose? Is that what, little bits of pieces?
I microdose psilocybin. So, you know, when I got back, the beautiful thing was I was actually able to get off all my meds that I was on from the VA. So my psychotropics, my pain meds, my sleep aids. And my cog function significantly increased, but it wasn't all the way back to where, you know, I wasn't back at 100%. But what I was able to do was I microdose psilocybin, you know, 2-3 days a week, and it just helps my cog function. It stabilizes my mood. It's supraceptual, so it's not, you know, it's anywhere near, you know, sending you into a journey state. But it's just for me, it's just very grounding, and it gives me, you know, greater clarity. But no, I haven't gone back down since, other than, you know, when I go down to support.
Do you go down as like a lifeguard to be a part of the program? Are you a part of that? Like,
yeah, so I'm an integration coach. So I'm down almost every other weekend with the crew that goes down. We have a couple of different crews that go down. And I'm also part of the screening process. So I'll do the discovery calls with the clients. Then I'm a coach on the backside following up with the clients as well.
Sure. And so the Special Operation Forces community out there just is, you know, used up, spun up, and then they get out And it's like, you know, you have all these things going on inside your head that you probably need to reach out to somebody for, and you've thought about who. And it seems like this might be a good option if you felt like you've hit a brick wall and, you know, coming through this process to try to resolve and reconcile. I really like how you guys put reconciliation, like you're reconciling with, you know, what it is. It's all in your head. What it is in you. It has to be, because you're pulling this from within you. So it's in you already. And if you're in a safe environment with any really no outside influences, this is all you coming up with the solution, right? So you're just helping to amplify that.
Yeah, it's interesting you said that. We just had a meeting with a bunch of SEALs last night. You know, we had two deaths of other SEALs in the last couple of weeks, kind of rocked the community again. And the biggest thing is, you know, it's interesting, you know, in the teams and probably in the military too, it's a high performance environment. So you're always pushing forward. And we think of ourselves as teammates because we're quick to lend a hand to others and always taking care of each other. But what we've noticed over the last couple of years is that none of us raise our own hand to ask for help. And it was the same with me, you know, when I hit rock bottom and when my friend was having a hard time, you know, his wife had to reach out. And other guys, you know, that I've seen in women too, it's always their partner reaches out. The individual doesn't. And then just like you said, the medicine shows you what you need to see. And it's all your own creation for the most part. That's a beautiful thing. But the biggest thing is just being able to reach out for help and to know it's okay.
And you're right. Being vulnerable, that's what you're kind of hitting on. It's like, you know, it's totally true. It's like, hey, you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. But do you need some help? But the person, it's like, it's always wanting to do something for others versus yourself. It's kind of like Christmas shopping. It's like, yeah. Oh, I'd rather get everybody else everything else. Don't worry about me. But that's not true. Worry about me.
You know, and they use that word vulnerability, and it's, you know, in the military, that's a bad word, right? So it's hard to come to grips with sometimes.
I don't know. There's worse words.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Dr. Polanco, it's very cool that you've chosen this, and for 23 years you've been focusing on, you know, healing, and we just need more of that. More positive, trying to do the right thing, positive energy. You know, for those of you that are religious, and I'm going to loosely quote the scripture of the Bible from Genesis. It's like chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, God gave man seed. Okay. And he ate it and he said it was good. All right. So, you know, I don't know how you want to like debate that, right? It comes from the earth. Okay. And so it sounds like, you know, now the toad, I don't know how is it just the toad or is there like a plant that you can get that from, or do you have to get it from the toad? And a toad is like a frog, right? Is that why Toady in Mario Brothers is there? Am I putting this all together now?
Yeah, there's a lot of myths around toads and like connections historically. Like even there's some narratives and stories that link, you know, the Santa Claus archetype to, you know, Siberian shamans and the mushrooms that they were using. And to answer your question, the amphibians, so the frogs, are not the only source of 5-MeO-DMT. It's also found in plants. So you can get it from different sources. You can also synthesize it from melatonin, so you can make it synthetically. And that is actually the better way to go about it, because the toads are now under a lot of stress, because it's been becoming very popular in medicine. So people are going to the desert, they're grabbing them, and they, quote-unquote...
trying to lick them?
Well, if you lick them, you'll get sick. So don't lick the toad. That's the myth.
Don't do it.
Don't lick the toad.
Don't do it.
In fact, yeah, don't go and grab toads at all. And yeah, leave the toads alone. And there's other sources of 5-MeO. And I would say 5-MeO is also one of the more delicate psychedelics, because it is such a powerful experience. If not done in the right way, with the right preparation, the right context, the right integration, people can spin out. It causes something, you know, that can be termed like ontological shock, where people don't know like what's real, because experience is very real. Like you experience like maybe other dimensions, and some people see their loved ones that are no longer with us. So coming back into this reality, it's a little bit shocking sometimes. So it takes a skilled therapist to then help ground that person to that, so that they can integrate this, you know, very meaningful experience into their lives and not be just kind of blasted open. Right. So yeah, buyer beware for sure.
That's a good phrase that we forget about. No, I'm the customer. I'm always right. No, buyer beware on this one, buddy. Buyer beware. Oh, wow. That's crazy. So you, like you said, you're a high-performance athlete, Michael. You go from being a young man, teenager, into the military, and 30 years into the SEAL community, always running, never did any psycho, psilocybin or any type of cannabis or anything like that. Straight laced, let's put it that way, right? Just straight on, focused, right? So it's not like you're out there trying to like do anything wrong. You're not like eating it or trying to be inappropriate with it. You're a straight laced dude. And I want my listeners to hear that you're a straight laced dude who has said, this is an option for me. And that's what matters. You matter, Michael.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, for me, you know, like I said, when I started, you know, at the time I was like, hey, what do I have to lose here? Right. But to me, the medicines made sense. You know, they're earth medicines or plant medicines. The medicines that I was already on, you know, the pharma meds weren't helping me. So I wanted to lean into this. And for me, the proof was in the pudding of witnessing and seeing my friends on the other side. You know, I had seen my friends in a bad place. And then next thing I know, they're in a great place and their lives had turned around. Wow. So for me, that was worth, you know, gold just to witness that.
Yeah. Yeah. You made peace with that. Very cool. Wow, that's cool. Yeah, I hope you're listening, listeners, you know, and watching, because this is like, you know, really deep and heavy, and I'm down with it. I think it's cool, and it should be thought of more often, you know, than shunned. You know, up here in the U.S., we have a lot of regulations on certain medicines like cannabis. Some states do, some states don't. Some people have opinions, legislatures making decisions based off people's health, you know, that they don't know nothing about. They're like a car salesman that got the politician's job and they're making medical decisions based off of what they think. I'm just over that. I would like to see, you know, more real stuff happening. So that's why I was so excited to have both of you guys on the show and to bring this to awareness. So, you know, that we can have the listener reach out to you. Tell me the name of that website again with the .org.
Yeah. So the website is missionwithin.org. And the process again,
missionwithin.org.
Yeah. And the process again, Martina had already covered. Just go to the website. You can either do a discovery call with one of us and we'll kind of walk you through the process and we'll screen you. Then if you're interested and you meet our criteria as a candidate, then we'll get you started on the process. And after that process, we'll get you hooked up with a coach. We'll do some med screening as well. And then we'll start the process from there.
So I do have a question that somebody I hit up and said, hey, what would you ask a Navy SEAL who went and did psilocybin? But I didn't realize, or DMT is what I said on my social media. And I had somebody come back and ask me, his name's Matt. He's like, what's the difference between this and Jacob's ladder? Now, I'm not sure what he's trying to reference. Do you know what that is, Jacob's ladder versus what we're talking about with DMT and mushrooms at all?
I do not.
No? Okay. Well, Matt, okay. Well, I'll maybe look that up later. But Matt, I asked your question. I always ask my social media questions whenever I get one. And I want to make sure that you guys know I asked those. So I made sure I asked. We don't know what that is. We can't know everything, guys. So with that said, though, is there anything that you have in the future that you'd like to talk about, Michael? Most Navy SEALs I know have a book.
No.
Do you have a book? Or
I don't have a book coming out. You know, my biggest thing is...
What's your movie?
No book on this end. My big thing is I want to make sure that, and I think we're doing this. You know, we're changing the narrative in the space right now. That these are medicines. They're not drugs. You know, drugs, non-medicines heal.
Right.
And to keep that narrative going. And, you know, obviously we're focused on getting this in a very small population of veterans, but the goal is, you know, citizens at large, right? Because there's a healing medicines and, you know, we shouldn't be having to go to another country to do them. I love Mexico. I love going down there as well as Peru and other countries, but they should be safe and they should be available at home. And they're not for fun. You know, they're for work and deep healing. That's how we treat them. We treat them very sacredly and with reverence. And be careful. Yeah. What did Barstein say? Fire beware. Yeah. Don't go into this ill-prepared.
No. And I agree with you. When you look at like Israel, they're on the forefront of all sorts of discovery of different types of medicines, you know, and pushing, you know, science over there. And that's an ally of ours. What's up? How come? Where's that over here? You know, hello.
Right.
Like, just open up your mind, VA, just a little bit, right? Those people at the VA, at the Veterans Administration Center, you need to just try it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of very, you know, good people at the VA, but they're part of a system, and it's hard to work outside of that system. So that's why it needs to be, there needs to be legislative change. There needs to be, you know, data presented to the FDA. So it's a whole process. And then I do think that if the VA had those tools available to them, they would be using them.
I agree with that. And I think that, again, that's why, because you can have the nicest nurse be empathetic to you at the VA at the side of your bed. It's not her. Her hands are tied. And she's just trying to do her best job. It's just bureaucracy that gets involved. So but I don't want to get in trouble. So I'll just say, I agree. Because the internet's forever. Even for me. So, okay, well, I just want to say thank you for dedicating like 45 minutes of your time talking with me and exposing this. And I would like to do more conversations with you. I think this is a very healthy thing to have as like a reoccurring conversation. You know, we can get together and schedule time and have more conversations and talk furthermore about your data and your studies that you've been coming up with, Doctor, and also you, Michael, and, you know, more success stories that we can put out there to let it be known. So I just want to thank you guys for being on Soft Rep Radio with me, my listenership, my viewership. I was really appreciative to have this conversation. I was stoked all week.
Yeah, we're very appreciative of the opportunity to get on your show. And we've published a number of papers. We have another one coming out in the summer. And we've been very fortunate to have a constant flow of patients. So we've seen over 600 at this point. And we want to, you know, just continue to collect data and to hopefully change the narrative and the availability of these compounds.
Yeah. Again, you know, Brad, thanks for having us and give us an opportunity to speak. And then, you know, the last thing I say to everybody is ask for help, you know, reach up your hand. That's it. That's all you got to do. No one's ever turned anybody down for assistance.
No, that's great. Great, great words of wisdom. So glad you're feeling better, Doctor. Okay. And I just want to say to you out there to have positive vibes and high tides. And this is Rad with Soft Rep Radio saying peace.
You've been listening to Soft Rep Radio.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.